Welcome. Jump into the Compassionate Leader Circle podcast, where leading with love isn't just nice, it's genius. I'm Laurel Donnellan.
And I'm Daryl Brown. We'll unpack business strategies infused with empathy and action, driving both profit and purpose. Our world is ever-changing, so discover how the savvy leader wears compassion as their power suit.
It is my great honor to have my dear friend, Dr. David Corson here, who is the director and a professor at the University of Denver. He leads the wonderful Fritz Noble School of Hospitality Management at the Daniel School of Business. We've been in a partnership for about 6 years working with his students. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Laurel. Good to be with you.
And he has three super special guests with him who are three students that are representing their classmates. Every year we do a purpose lab with the wonderful students at his school. So I'm going to have you introduce the students.
Sure. All three are seniors getting ready to launch their careers at the end of this academic year. One is Maite Montes Gonzalez, and then Ariana Rojas, and Kopi Fuller is the third, all three women. And that's actually fairly representative of our student body, which is somewhere between 65 and 70% female.
Yes, so the future is female, and the future of hospitality management is female. I can get behind that.
It certainly is.
David and I go way back. We met when we were 18 at Cornell, but we're not going to go way back there, David, for this podcast. We're just going to stick with our most recent past. So can you tell our listeners about our partnership and what we do together every year at your school?
Certainly. So in the fall, I teach a course called the Distinguished Lecture Series for our seniors. Although I do one of the lectures, the remainder of the course is built around them getting exposure to senior leaders in the industry from across all different segments. Embedded in the course is our partnership with CLC, because the course is essentially the preparation for launch for these seniors as they begin their career search. Our career fair doesn't occur till late January, early February, but the cycle of recruitment begins in the fall, and we need them to be and feel prepared for that. I think it's an increasingly scary process, full of lots of pressure. And so our partnership helps them manage that by helping them focus.
I'm going to ask the students to describe what actually happens when we work together, if you don't mind. So let's start with Maite. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we call the Fritz Leadership Symposium that we did with you all, and tell me a little bit about your experience?
Sure, yeah. So like David said, it was 2 days. There's a lot of reflection, and it was really helpful for us, I think, because a lot of us don't really know what we want to do after we graduate, and it's a question we get asked so often. So it was a good weekend full of reflection where we thought about what our passions are and how can we mix that with a potential career after we graduate, and what are some steps to get there. But the reflection piece helps because you kind of get so caught up in trying to study something and trying to get paid as much as possible after you graduate. But to think about kind of like what even brought you here in the first place and what your values are and what you want to kind of carry with you as you graduate is really special. And so, yeah, it gave us the opportunity to talk about that with our classmates and even just bond between our class. Yeah. We're a small class, so we all got to get a lot closer that weekend.
Ariana, I was particularly impressed with your poem and your passion when I'll tell our audience that the last project we do together at the retreat are vision pitches. So each student talks about something that they're passionate about and how they can bring their future into the present in a way. So how was that being so vulnerable and sharing that poetry with all of us? It really helped us, but I'm curious, like, how that was for you.
It was very scary being that vulnerable in front of a bunch of my classmates. Of course, I've known them for years, but a lot of them don't know my background. A lot of them don't know my story. So it was very scary to open up, but it was also very rewarding to hear that a lot of them have been through a lot of the same things that I have been through. It also helped me grow closer to a lot of my classmates and just know that I have people to rely on in the future, which is so nice in hospitality. And that's why I love this school so much. Because you really do make friends for life, and I can really say that they have become my family over these years.
I didn't prepare you by telling you you had to recite the poem, and I'm not going to have you do that, but could you tell our listeners what it was about?
So the poem was about two different topics. It was about suicide awareness and then also the foster care system. The part about suicide awareness was my goal in wanting to create different events within companies like the Rockies here in Colorado, different like marathons that we can do to raise money, as I've personally gone through an experience like that in my life with a family member who passed away that was the same age as me. But then leading to the foster care system, where I want to make a change and help the students know that they have people that love them and that they can get the education that they deserve and have a safe place to call home and grow a family. And it also just kind of combines with this ultimate goal that I have of creating like a university type of business where the students can live on campus and then have the ability to make a family like within their cohorts and then also get the education that they deserve, but also learn about self-love and what self-care looks like, just because a lot of them don't get that living in foster homes.
I love what you're up to, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds. And please let us know if we can help you in any way. Kopi, what was the most surprising part of the retreat for you?
I think that, well, personally, during the retreat, I was going through some personal stuff. And so being able to reflect on those things throughout was definitely surprising to me, as my answers and kind of some of the prompts that we were given was definitely a lot different than what if you had asked me them like 2 weeks prior. So I think I definitely learned a lot more about myself in that time than I had expected. And also, like Maite said, being able to bond with a lot of our classmates was really great for me and not something I necessarily expected. Some of the girls that I had been placed with in my table are now some of my great friends in the hospitality school, and we had never even had a conversation before then. So that was definitely really rewarding.
Yeah, so for our listeners, whenever we do a retreat, whether it's for students or adults, it's kind of like going to a wedding, but we pair people up with people they don't know very well. So we deliberately put you at tables of people that you might not necessarily hang out with, and with learning partners that you might not know well, so that you could bond. So I'm glad that was successful. I'm delighted that those relationships continue. David, you've been in this hospitality game and hospitality education for a long time. I'd like to hear from you how Fritz is different than other hospitality schools, because even your students may not know that.
So I think it comes out in a number of ways, one of which, and I'm not necessarily going in order of importance here, one of them is our brand platform. We're a boutique shop. We probably have 140 in the major right now. I expect we'll be at 160 next year, which is good. We'll be back at our pre-COVID number. Our brand platform is unlocking extraordinary. We are of a size where we get to know our students well enough and they us well enough that one, they trust us, we develop that trust, and two, that we are able to see inside them, recognize potential they may not know exists, and then extract it and co-develop it with them so that they can realize what's possible for them. And if we were a lot bigger, if we had 300, 400 students, we couldn't do that. It's just not possible in a larger program. That's one. A second is tied to our vision, which is be bold, do good, change lives. And I've had people ask me what that has to do with hospitality. And my response is, you have no earthly idea what hospitality is if you don't get that link. We are changing lives in so many ways, and by being different, by engaging through the refugee training program that we have embedded in the school, with our students working with that population, which changes our students' lives because it gets them outside themselves. It prepares them in real time to work with the population they'll manage out in operations. And it changes the lives of every person our students will go on to lead or manage in industry because of the humanity, their desire when they leave here to create humane workplaces. That, I think, is a distinguishing feature of this program.
It's such an honor to watch it and to see how different and wonderful it is. So I'd like to hear from the students, and you can go in any order. You're in seniors now, so looking back at your college career at Fritz, what has been a highlight for you?
Gosh, well, I can start. I actually applied to Denver as an environmental science major, and then luckily I have family that also went to Denver, so I had heard some really great things about the hospitality school, and so I decided as an elective to take our Hospitality 1100 course, which is like a hospitality 101 kind of thing. And I like to say that's where I was definitely recruited by some of our wonderful professors, Patty and Stacy. They just made it such a wonderful experience and brought in some really amazing alumni who spoke about some of the coolest jobs I think that you can have in the industry. And I just remember feeling so inspired by them. And I remember feeling like the skills that I needed to thrive in this industry were something that I already loved about myself and that I could really build upon by joining the hospitality school. And so I think that's been one of my greatest memories, probably, is that class and taking one of the overnight field trips to Vail with some of the people who are still in our class with us. And I still feel so close to those professors, and I definitely hold that near and dear to my heart. And I'm very glad that I switched from environmental science.
And we are glad too. We're lucky to have you.
I can go next. So, like David talked about, we have a class called Managing Human Capital. That's where we get to work with the refugee program he talked about, which is Ready for American Hospitality. It's a partnership with the African Community Center in Denver. And that's, I think, is a highlight for a lot of us seniors, from what I hear. From my own experience, I actually work downstairs. We have an event center within the school called Noble Events, and I'm a student assistant manager. So I was experiencing that event that we do, the Public Good Gala, every year since I was a freshman. But I was always kind of just there as like I was an extra server, like helping out, helping the class out, and seeing the seniors be so stressed, but it was actually saying that it was a super rewarding class at the end of it made me nervous but excited to take that class. And so when it was my turn, I put everything I could into it because I was just so looking forward to taking it. And it definitely was rewarding after it. We got so close to our mentees. I still talk to our protege. She works at the Marshalls nearby, so I see her all the time. But yeah, it's an amazing class. And Jesse, who runs the program, is also an amazing mentor that I still keep in touch with. So yeah, that class was definitely a highlight for me, I would say.
For our listeners, can you just tell us a little bit more about it? Because it is so special. Like, what do you actually do in the class, and how do you help these refugees?
For sure. So the class itself is for us to learn about kind of like the HR process of recruiting and hiring and then onboarding staff when you're managing a hotel or anywhere you're going into. But they built in that hands-on component by partnering with the RAW program, the Ready for American Hospitality program. So while we're in class learning about like the technicalities of how to recruit correctly and kind of things to keep in mind, we're also having that piece where we're working with these mentees. We talk to each of them and interview them. And that's what makes it so special, is that since a lot of them are, they're either refugees or asylum seekers or immigrants, and a lot of them don't speak English. And it's just a very real scenario to put us in. That's at the end of the day, probably the world we're going to go into after we graduate. So it's really teaching us how to navigate the hiring process in that lens of keeping in mind that not everyone has the privilege of being able to fill out a res or a application super easily because it's all in English, or they can't really do an interview because they don't speak the same language as you. So it was a really real process, but really rewarding and challenging. So
And then you develop a real relationship with a human and help them
exactly.
through the process.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
My favorite class was also the human capital class, but I think my favorite memory was probably my first day in Fritz. I was actually pre-law before I came to Fritz, and my first day, I accidentally walked into to class management instead of to Sherry's class. But the welcoming from the people that were in there was so different. I'd never experienced something like that on campus before. And I'd been in a lot of different departments. I was really lost my first year trying to figure out what I wanted to do and who I was in general. But everybody here was so welcoming. And I think that's what drew me in so much, is that they made you feel like a human being. And they made you feel like you belong somewhere. And I think that was the most rewarding thing that Fritz ever gave to me. And it really made me feel passionate about hospitality and like wanting to give to other people just as much as they gave to me.
Beautiful. So, for each of you, I'd like to hear two things. What are you most looking forward to after school? And what is your greatest concern? Maybe we'll start with your greatest concern first, and then what your greatest hope or what you're looking forward to after graduation.
I got the eyes in the room, so I'm going to start again. I think my greatest concern, which I think is pretty applicable for most people across the industry, is having a comfortable and happy work-life balance, as the hospitality industry can be very demanding, and most of us in the industry very much want to please people and the people that we're serving. So there can be times where you really put your personal life and your well-being aside in order to, get things done for the people you're serving. But what I think I'm mainly looking forward to, which I think I've realized a lot through our Distinguished Lecture Series class, actually, is just the abundance of difference, I think, that I'll be able to experience through jobs in the at least earlier portion of my career, and seeing that, my first job will not be like the end all be all of my career, and that I'll be able to experience hopefully a couple different aspects of the industry and really learn what I like and don't like, and be able to meet a lot of really amazing people and just keep expanding my network, and in turn with that also be able to explore a lot of our world too.
I think I'm not really concerned about a whole lot. I'm really looking forward to graduating. I've had a good time here, but I am ready. I think if I were to like think of a concern though, it's more like personal. Like I really think I am ready to leave Colorado. I was born and raised here. Even though I love it, I feel like if I don't leave now, I never will. But it's just navigating the like leaving and the fact that like my parents don't want me to, and my family's all here and they're all nearby each other. So yeah, so I think it's more of that, more like my own personal growth and trying to think about if I want to leave and yeah, things like that. But like I said, I am excited to graduate, and I think it's because in my head, I'll get a lot of time back to myself as soon as I'm done with like classes and everything, which is something that we kept talking about at the leadership symposium as well, is just kind of like it's gonna be my turn to be selfish and like have time to myself and not give my all to the programs I'm in or the schooling or academics or anything. It'll be work, and after six, I will have all the time to myself. So I'm excited.
Well, if you do decide to leave Colorado, I've lived in 21 places, so I know a lot of people in a lot of places. If you need connections or if you need geographic tips, I can help you.
Thank you.
A concern of mine that I had going into this year was choosing my path. But going through this program, I learned that your first job out of college isn't going to be your career.
And I think that kind of eased my worries a lot. I know that was a big concern. Another concern would probably be just getting myself out there and feeling comfortable where I end up. But it also is something I'm most excited about for after college because I'm excited to see the journey. I'm excited to see what I end up doing and what path I take. And I'm kind of excited to just jump around and see what opportunities like emerge. Yes, I want to do sports and yes, I want to do weddings. And they're two different things, but I think there's enough of me to go around to figure out where my heart lies.
I'm not worried about any of you. You're going to do beautifully, and I'm excited to see what unfolds for all of you. Before we go, David, I am a new thing we're doing with our podcast is asking our guests to share one life lesson and one leadership lesson, in this case, with your students and with our listeners.
I think that it's great that you are asking that. I had an experience a year and change ago. That was a near-death experience. And from that experience, I learned some things about life that I probably knew but ignored. One of them is to cherish every day and live it fully. And part of that for me is loving unabashedly. I am completely unafraid to say I love you when I feel it. And I think a lot of people are very afraid to say that. From a leadership perspective, I think the thing that underlies that's sort of the base of my approach to leadership is that the first job of a leader after vision is to remove the barriers to other people's success. Only by doing that do you set the organization up to be successful. And only by removing the barriers to other people's success do you personally achieve success. Because all work is done with and through others. And so to fail to recognize that to me is a huge gap.
Thank you so much for both of those things. So important. And how can we all learn more about your fabulous school and your fabulous students?
If you go online, and I would love for you to search Fritz Noble. You can come to the University of Denver's homepage, du.edu, and you can, there's a search window. You can put Fritz Noble, Fritz spelled the obvious way. Noble is Noebel. Or you can Google Fritz Noble and find us. We would love for your listeners to learn more about us and the cool things we've got going on here.
We have a lot to learn from you. I had such a blast with you and your classmates. I'm so delighted I got to talk to you more and have a little reunion with all of you. And I hope you have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Laurel.
Thanks, Laurel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's a heart-wrapped episode of the Compassionate Leader Circle podcast. May your compass always point to kindness.
As you navigate the world, let compassion be your North Star. Join us next time as we continue to redefine success one heart-led decision at a time.
Lead wisely, lead with heart. You can learn more about us at CompassionateLeadersCircle.com.